Walking around the city now is like going through the world undercover. I'm seen and interacted with as a man. But you see, there are things that men say to each other in the absence of women, and things that women say to each other in the absence of men, and ways that people talk to one another under the assumption that what they see is what they get. Well, what you see is not always what you get. Pretty woman. Men don't tell me to smile anymore. I don't get requests to sit on people's laps or objectified, mansplained at. Actually, that does still happen. I don't get hit on by drunk assholes in bars or catcalled while walking down the block. And I thought I wouldn't miss a thing about all of this. To my absolute surprise, I oddly missed the attention even though I hated it. When it was happening, I started questioning whether I was attractive anymore when it stopped. And I used to be a complete bitch to everyone around me. It's a word I can't use anymore. I can't be angry like I used to either. Anger coming from a man, a white man in particular, is a hell of a lot different than anger coming from a woman. It looks and feels different. Just like the feeling of being a woman is completely different than the feeling of being a man. The feeling of testosterone. When I first shot up, it was like being a teenager all over again. My entire demeanor changed. I realized that certain aspects of the way that I interact with people needed to change now that I'm a man. And that was humbling. I've been told when a boy gets a girl, take a trip around the world. Hey, hey. One time, a guy was talking to me at a bar and was staring at this woman's ass, commenting on what he'd do to it in graphic sexual detail. And I always remember his crude laugh and how he slapped me on the chest where I have no feeling because of nerve damage from my mastectomy. I froze, but then I laughed along, feeling terrible about being part of that interaction. I felt I did a disservice to women, a disservice to myself. See me. Every day as a child, I woke up with the feeling that something bigger than me had deceived me, that my own body was alien to me, and that there was nothing I could do about it. No words to explain what was happening. And as the years went on, my secret became darker and all the more shameful. I'd look around at the other kids and I realized that they understood and were part of a life that I was never to be a part of. There was no one around me who even hinted that there were people like me in the world. And in the absence of words to describe what was happening, I fell silent. A woman's only human. Transitioning is one of the most personal things a person can go through, but everyone around you gets to watch. It's terrifying, like walking around in public naked with everybody else's thoughts in your mind. Things are a lot better now, but I'm still haunted by my former self and the ways my body was treated differently as a woman. I wonder how to reconcile with the loss of a part of me that is still somehow here all the time. How do I live in a world that sees me as an oppressor when I've lived so long as the oppressed? I live undercover.